The World This Week, Business.
Tesla issued a downbeat earnings report. Net profit fell by 44% in the third quarter year-on-year. Its operating margin, a closely tracked measure of the difference between its income and expenses, plunged to 7.6%. The carmaker also said that although it will start delivering its long-delayed Cybertruck to customers in November, it could take up to 18 months for the vehicle to turn a profit. The American government tightened its ban on selling chips to China for use in artificial intelligence, extending the rules to capture sales of chips that had previously fallen just outside the ban's technical parameters. The clampdown is bad news for Nvidia, which said that the new restrictions would apply to its H800 AI chip. Chinese tech companies have been rushing to buy up the modified chip in case of a prohibition. Meanwhile, Nvidia announced a partnership with Foxconn, a Taiwanese manufacturer, to build data centers powered by Nvidia's technology. The race for dominance in AI was thrown into focus when Baidu announced that its Ernie 4 chatbot was now as good as OpenAI's GPT-4. The Chinese tech giant showed off Ernie's capabilities at an event in Beijing by getting it to complete tasks, such as writing a martial arts novel. Ernie has 45 million users, a fraction of ChatGPT's 180 million, though the American bot was launched several months earlier. Microsoft at last completed its takeover of Activision Blizzard, the biggest ever in the video game industry, 21 months after it was first announced. The deal had been resisted by antitrust regulators. Microsoft quickly sealed the acquisition after Britain's Competition Authority approved a revised proposal. America's Federal Trade Commission lost its attempt to block the transaction in court, but it is pressing ahead with its own legal hearing and may still challenge the deal. A net 9 million new subscribers joined Netflix in the third quarter, the largest number since the pandemic, which the company attributed in part to its crackdown on sharing passwords. It also raised its prices. The monthly cost in America of a premium package, which includes high-res 4K streaming, is now $22.99. Plunging demand for COVID vaccines continue to take its toll on drug companies. Pfizer slashed its forecast of revenue for the year by $9 billion and will book a $5.5 billion write-down in the third quarter because of the lower-than-expected utilization of the shots. The share prices of Pfizer and BioNTech, which developed a vaccine with Pfizer, have fallen by more than a third since the start of the year. Moderna's stock has lost half its value. Rite Aid, one of America's biggest pharmacy chains, filed for bankruptcy protection. The company is struggling to cope with a huge debt pile, falling revenues, and the cost of litigation associated with the opioid crisis. It has already closed some shops and will shut others. Around 45,000 jobs are at risk.